touchdown or turnover is backed by Alcorton Federal Credit Union, a place where you belong.
Touchdown turnover, backed by Alcoa 10 Federal Credit Union, the place where you belong. Hour two here on the Swain event. We are just pushing right on through. We'll talk to Austin Price at 8:30, so make sure you stick around and join us for that conversation. We'll talk to him about recruiting and some of the coaching changes, T. Martin coming on board, and what does he see happen there with recruiting, and how will T. Martin affect recruiting. We will talk to Austin Price all about that. Looking forward to talking to Austin Price. Always brings some really, really good information. Touchdown or turnover. The Saints is a team that you're cheering for if your team is not currently in the playoffs. Touchdown, turnover. The Saints is your team that you are cheering for if your team is not currently in the playoffs. Touchdown or turnover.
That question applies to both of us because, unfortunately,
Hey man.
Both of our teams had the same amount of playoff wins this season. So, touchdown.
One of our teams made to the playoffs. Don't even try that. Don't try that, Ben. Don't try that.
You see what I did there?
Don't try that. Your team didn't make it because your team is a soap opera. Your team is a drama show. Don't do that, Ben. My team at least made the playoffs. And because the kicker, who didn't want to make the kick and then wants to talk about it on every single turn, an interview, he better be quiet because the coach and the GM has already said that they're going to cut his butt in so many ways. But I caught you, Ben. Don't try that again.
At least my team has a Super Bowl in the last
year. Oh, here we go.
Oh, fun fact. I have a fun fact.
Let's talk about the past.
No, I'm kidding.
Tennessee fan style.
Duh, I got to stay on brand. Here's a stat for you. There have been, and I can't remember the exact year, or maybe there have been three NFC teams to not play in the NFC Championship game in like the last 25 or 30 years. Can you name all three of them?
In the last 25 years?
In a while. I can't remember the exact number or the exact
year. I know it wasn't the Bears.
The Bears were not one of the three.
I know because we played the Saints in 2009 in championship game. I don't know. Was it the Lions? I know it was the Lions.
One was the Lions.
I know it was the Lions.
It was the Lions, the Cardinals. Oh, who was the other one? I can't remember the other. It might have been the Rams. No, because the Rams were playing this week. I don't know. The point being, it was a fun fact for Triple O that the Lions have not played in the NFC Championship game in a while.
That's not a surprise, man, because they stink.
I'm sorry, Triple O. I'll say touchdown. I am rooting for the Saints out of the four remaining teams in the playoffs to win the Super Bowl. And I'd say 85% of that is because, or I'll say 95% of that is because of Alvin Kamara. I want Alvin Kamara to get a ring. But I've always been a Drew Brees fan. And for whatever reason, I've always somewhat like the Saints. I think it's because of the way they played after Hurricane Katrina. I will forever remember that Monday Night Football game in which the Saints beat down. Was it the Falcons that they beat down that game? But I'll never forget the energy that was in the Superdome that night.
That was the Falcons.
That they played. So I've always kind of had a thing for the Saints in a way. I think their colors are cool. But mainly I'm rooting for the Saints for good old Alvin.
You like Vanderbilt colors?
Yes, but I don't root for Vanderbilt because they're Tennessee's rival.
Except for your friend that's on the Vanderbilt's team.
I root for an individual, not the brand.
But the colors, you like the colors, though.
I do like Vanderbilt's colors.
I do too. I like black and gold.
They were my high school colors, my freshman and sophomore year of high school.
Yeah, I like gold, man. I'm going to go. This is tough. This is tough because when you count the number of former Vols on one team that's currently, you know, in this four team semifinal, the Chiefs have the most. They still have the most. You still have Colquitt and Eric Berry and McLeod McKenzie still on that team.
And Alex Ellis.
That's right. So you still have – you got more Vols on the Chiefs. Mm-hmm. And then you got – I mean, you got Eric Berry talking about here. But the Saints got Alvin Kamara. And the boy's just so cool, so smooth, and he's so good. Like this, like the Chiefs really could get to the Super Bowl without Eric Berry. And I hate to say that, but I'm sorry, it's true.
I mean, they're about to. He's barely played all season.
I mean, they can beat the Patriots without him. Like beating the Steelers is easy without Eric Berry. But beating he caught that, huh? But beating the Patriots, you may need Eric Berry. No, I think they can beat the Patriots without Eric Berry. And I think they can win the Super Bowl without Eric Berry. The Saints, I don't think they can do it without Alvin Kamara.
Remember when Antonio Brown went on Facebook Live after a playoff win in the locker room? Remember that?
Yes.
What team did that come against?
I don't know.
Oh, just the Chiefs? Yeah, just the Chiefs.
What does that supposed to mean?
That the Steelers beat the Chiefs in the playoffs multiple times over the last couple of
years. Oh, you're talking about the pass again. Gotcha.
Well, last year.
Oh, is that the pass? I thought you were talking about the present, man. My bad, Ben. I thought you were talking about the present. Hey, you still talking about the past.
At the end of the day, you can make fun of me for talking about the past, which I admit I am. But at the end of the day, you can make fun of my Steelers all you want for not making the playoffs. They still had the same amount of playoff wins as your Chicago Bears.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Have you seen the weather forecast for Kansas City this weekend? Mm-mm. It is supposed to be anywhere from 0 degrees to 10 degrees. Mm. The coldest – it is set to be the coldest game in Arrowhead Stadium history.
Mm. 865-255-03, beat drop, waterproof hotline. Yeah, I mean, it gives the Patriots a little bit of advantage, to be honest. Because Tyreek Hill is like – he's a Superman on the field. And if it's cold, it slows him down a little bit.
Fair enough.
Let's get Turkey Man. Turkey Man, good morning.
Me and then I talking about global warning.
Global warnings. Yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's what he's talking about.
That is exactly what he's talking about.
It's a fake thing that we're all
getting. Global warnings.
I'm kidding.
Warnings. Yes. Yep. Yes.
Well, I tell you what. I'm going to ask you a couple questions. One of them is, how many times will our basketball balls get to cut down the nets this year?
Hopefully three. You have – well, wait. Did they cut the nets down in the regular season?
They did last year.
Hopefully they don't do that again. But let's just say three or four, because they do it in the conference tournament, and then you do it when you're regional in your bracket. So like if you're the West regional champion to go to Final Four, you do. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then
you cut it down going to the Final Four.
That's the same thing.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about the first weekend.
Like you're the regional okay, champion to go to the Final Four. You cut the net down. And then to win the national championship, you cut the net down. So hopefully three. But if they want to cut the net down after winning the regular season, then they can do it four.
Well, I'm hoping we get that license you talked about.
I hope so, too.
I want the SEC championship. And I want that license. So
I do too.
That's two I'm pulling for. But I was watching the game, or getting ready to watch the game last night. I flipped over on the SEC channel for a few minutes. And of course, it was a close and a fine bomb. And there's this caller calling in. And he said that Alabama's problems, which, you know, can't go to the national championship and losing, but they got blowed out. But the problems they've got with losing coaches and everything, it's Tennessee's fault.
Huh?
If It's Tennessee's fault. Their problems they're having is Tennessee's fault.
Thanks for the credit.
And that's what the my mom kind of went along with it. If Curry had went ahead and slid through that Shawano, whatever you call his name, higher, then
they
would, if we'd done that, or if in this and had another opportunity of getting Mummy Ball Jr. or Senior, what's his name, that he was going to slip in before they called the plane back. Gosh, I'm having a hard time this morning. Help me, guys.
You talking about Brom at Purdue?
No.
You talking about the guy, Dave Dorn at NC State?
No. Mummy Ball. Leach. Is it Leach?
Mike Leach?
Yes.
Mike Leach was I don't know how serious he got.
If they'd hired either one of them, they'd still had Pruitt.
Correct.
And it's our fault
I'll take the blame.
So I just sat back and said, that's fun. I love that. But anyhow, I passed them tidbits on. Let's cut them nets down. And it's our fault, as Type Bill Silver, tearing that kingdom down. Have a good.
Turkey Man could sense the plane.
Oh, it was coming.
He could sense it, and he got off with the quickness.
Yeah, we got to land that plane, Turkey Man. Let's get to Jared. Jared, good morning. Jared, you there? Jared.
He did not go to Jared.
Jared, you there?
Jared, give us a call back, buddy.
Oh, Jared. 865-255-03, B-Drive Waterproofing Hotline. I don't know what Turkey Man was just talking about. Global warnings? Mummy ball? What? Turkey Man?
I was lost on that one, Turkey Man, I'll be honest.
usually I can follow Turkey Man. Not today. Today I was lost. I was lost, man. And I was not found. Like the song Amazing Grace, which I'm pretty sure Turkey Man sings at his church. I was not found. I had no clue what was going on. We got Jared back?
We do.
Jared, good morning.
Morning. Speaking of following Turkey Man, I'm always following Turkey Man. I mean, he tells me dinner or something.
He does, man.
Hey, listen, so I don't even have a Twitter account. Okay. But I started one just to welcome tea back. So I'm going to send you, you're going to have to follow me.
All right, I got you. Send me a tweet, and I got you, Jared.
Thank you, man.
I'll be your first follower.
Here's my question. So we're 16 days into the 2019 year.
Mm-hmm.
What's the last year we went into feeling this good as ball fans, just over everything? Football hires, the basketball team, it's been a great year, man. It's been a great year. So far. So thank y'all. Have a good day.
Thank you. Ever is the answer for me, because as a fan, which that started in 2007, eligibility was up. I have never felt this good about our Tennessee athletic program ever since I've been a fan. Now, as a player, I always feel good about, heading into the offseason and telling myself, golly, this is a year.
We're going to win a natty.
This is a year. We're training for a natty. And that was the mentality. I mean, that's the thing that's missing. You feel like you have a chance to win a national championship, and you're working towards that. So every year I felt that way heading into the offseason. But as a fan, this has probably been the only year I've been this optimistic about the new year. So
I'd say as a whole, this is as exciting as it's been, at least in my time, when you look at the success that the basketball program is having. I was younger – during the Bruce Pearl days. Obviously, I paid attention and I watched, but I said this to somebody last night. When it's all said and done, I think this is going to be the best Tennessee basketball team in program history. Like, if March Madness started today and I was filling out my bracket, I would pick Tennessee to win the national championship. I don't think that if we looked at it without our orange-colored glasses that we would have said that of any of Bruce's teams off the top of my head. So when you look at the athletic department as a whole, baseball is going in the right direction. Softball is softball. Football is on the right path. Men's basketball is one of the best in the country. And then you have a lot of smaller sports that are doing well, such as soccer and volleyball. But in terms of football, this is the most positive and upbeat I've been about the football program going into a new year since 2016. Or I guess, yes, going into 2016 following the bowl win over Northwestern. After Tennessee beat down Purple Vandy, you had the Evan Berry pick six, 100 yards. And then there were a lot of expectations placed on that football team during the offseason. And
yeah,
there was a lot of excitement going into that year. So in terms of just the football program, since 2016, it was the last time I was this hopeful.
Yeah. Vol Nation sent me a picture of his breakfast.
I know.
With bacon. Come on, Vol Nation.
And eggs, too.
Why are you going to do a brother like that? You know, we don't eat breakfast around here, man. Don't have a chance to eat breakfast this morning. You gonna send a picture of your breakfast, man? Come on, biscuit looking all good. Asking you some cheese on it though, but the bacon looks all crispy. Arkansas bacon. 865-200-5503 B-Drop Waterproofing Hotline. Austin Price will join us at the bottom of the hour. Here at about 8:30. So stick around. Be right back. Swing event.
Top 100 barbecue restaurant Dead End Barbecue has a new slew of daily specials for the fall. Enjoy a different special meal every day, like the Smokehouse Stew, Barbecue Cheddar Meatloaf, or the Smoked Turkey and Dressing, which includes sliced smoked turkey and cornbread dressing paired with sautéed Brussels sprouts, mashed potatoes, and a side of turkey gravy. While Dead End offers a different specialty meal each day, you can get their Hillbilly Chili every day. There is always something new at Dead End Barbecue, located off of Sutherland Avenue, Dead End Barbecue. The fall flavor search is over.
We have all made the mistake of dropping or breaking our smartphones. See? But did you know that you can have it repaired for a fraction of the cost that it takes to replace it? Well, you can, because iDrop is the area's leading mobile repair store, home of the 1 hour or less phone repair, 1 year parts warranty, and number one customer service. Broken screens, cracked cameras, charging ports, batteries, you break it, we'll fix it. If you didn't break your phone, protect it with one of our leading accessories such as LifeProof, OtterBox, UAG, Incipico, Caseology, and Spec. Visit our West Hills location at 7115 Kingston Pike between Office Depot and Hardee's, or call 865-888-9740 and speak with our trained technicians to see how we can get your phone working today. We're here with Dr. Mike Carlson of Tennessee Regenerative Sports Medicine. If you have orthopedic injuries such as shoulder pain, knee pain, or instability, Achilles tendonitis, golfers, or tennis elbow, do what I did and give them a call.
Yeah, Jason, we specialize in regenerative non-surgical orthopedics. So we treat damaged ligaments, tendons, and joints, including things like rotator cuff injuries, knee instability, elbow problems, as well as foot problems like plantar fasciitis, Achilles, things of that nature, by injecting with stem cells and what's called PRP, or platelet-rich plasma. And this form of treatment we do under ultrasound, so we know we have our target. And it also stimulates the body's own reparative process, and this allows for the healing of damaged tissue. And as you well know, I mean, numerous professional and collegiate athletes, guys like Steph Curry, Tiger Woods, and even yourself with your ankle injury, have been using this form of treatment for years. And so we offer that same type of treatment here in East Tennessee.
Visit them on the web at trsportsmedicine.com. Tennessee Regenerative Sports Medicine, East Tennessee's leader in regenerative therapy.
Mm-hmm. Nobody likes surprises. So switch to Erie Rate Lock. Get a great rate that stays that way even after an accident, ticket, or inflation. In fact, it's locked until you change a car, driver, or your address.
Your Erie agent in Knoxville is InsureFit RM. Get a quote at 865-684-4900. That's 865-684-4900.
Erie Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage and is not available in all states.
If you aren't following the Swain event on Twitter, then are you even on Twitter? Hit that follow button. It's the right thing to do.
A65-255-03 is our telephone number here on the Swain event. The B-Draw Waterproofing Hotline, bdraw.com. We will be live at Dead End Barbecue for National Signing Day. Free barbecue breakfast. Pretty sure there'll be some nice bacon there, some pork there at Dead End Barbecue. But you are more than welcome to join us. You don't need a ticket. You don't need to make reservations. All you need to do is just bring yourself. That's it. First come, first serve. We're going to do a couple things different there. Giving out some things. I'm looking really forward to seeing everyone. This recruiting class is going to be fun to talk about. I think we'll get a big surprise. Never mind. I think we'll get a big-time player to sign at Tennessee. I don't think it'll be much of a surprise, but I think Tennessee will get some really good players on National Signing Day. So we will be there just celebrating and spending time with each other, breaking bread. It's always a good time. So I enjoy it. I look forward to it each and every year. So we got folks coming in from out of town. And that will be taking place on National Signing Day, which is February the 6th. Again, you don't need any type of reservation or tickets or anything like that. It's just first come, first serve. Just come on. Just bring your butt. Bring your butt.
What time do you think Andy will show up?
5:30.
Because didn't he beat you there last year?
Yes, I got there at 5:30.
And Andy was
between,
already there.
I think I was there between 5:45 and 5:30. And Andy was already there in the parking lot. I think he was, like, sleeping in his car. Andy's the man.
Ken says that he's not buying into anything positive at this point regarding the football team. All that's happened thus far in the offseason is ancillary and won't bear fruit anytime soon.
Yeah, interesting.
Interesting.
That, I mean, getting T is pretty important because he's such a great recruiter.
Getting Jim Chaney.
That's pretty good, Ken.
The potential offensive line pickup on February 6th is pretty positive and could have an instant impact on this football team. I do agree with him in the sense of you won't bear the fruit of T. Martin or Jim Chaney as quickly as we would like. Like, you're not going to see how good they are this upcoming football season just because this team still lacks talent. I think you'll really start to see the addition of T. Martin and Jim Chaney pay off in 2020. So I do agree with him.
So we got to go from zero to hero? Can we not be happy about a huge improvement?
No, we can be. I'm talking about more than just win totals because at the end of the day, that's all that matters.
So you can't be happy for eight, seven wins?
I will be. I'll be happy with
wins. I mean, that's kind of what Ken is saying here. You can only be happy if they win 9 or 10 games. If you go from, you know, whatever record we had last year, 5-7, and you made some changes with the staff, and then you see a jump in production. You see talent being brought in, and they win more games. They win 7 in the regular season with a chance to win 8, and they win 8. You mean to tell me you're not going to be happy about that? You're not going to be excited?
It doesn't sound like it.
I mean, I like to pick out wins during the process and be happy about each little win during the process rather than not being happy at all and only waiting for the big time result at the end of the process. I mean, there's little wins that's going to take place during the process.
Such as Kentucky and Auburn this past season.
That and also taking another step forward this upcoming season and attracting some talent with new coaches and seeing some of my players be developed even more. I mean, I'm going to be happy about that. Will I have the same level of excitement for that as I do Tennessee basketball? Heck no. No, not even close. No, not even close. But I'm going to be happy for the progress. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be happy for T. Martin coming back home. And he's already positively affecting recruiting. Already. His first day.
Just by his name being associated with Tennessee.
He's grinding already. And so, yeah, like I'm gonna be happy with that. Like I'm cool. Like I don't need to see Tennessee play in Atlanta this year for me to be happy. I'm gonna be happy in all the small wins, all the small steps, all the small victories. I'm gonna be happy. I am. But it's not going to match my excitement for this basketball team. Nowhere close. Nowhere close at all. Ken says, I'm not excited right now. Not happening. Been kicked in the groin way too many times. Let me see what it looks like on the field.
And he emphasized right now. He said, I'm not excited right now. So, and the point I was trying to make was that you will see improvements within the offense this year and on the recruiting trail with T. Martin and Jim Chaney, but you won't see their full impact, particularly with Jim Chaney, until he gets much more talent on this offense in here next 2020 season.
I think Ken full of it. Ken, you wasn't excited yesterday? Ken, you a Tennessee fan, and you mean to tell me you were not excited yesterday about the news that T. Martin, one of the best assistant coaches in the country, best recruiters in the country, a guy who won a championship here as a quarterback, you wasn't excited yesterday? Ken, stop. If you say you wasn't, I'm not going to believe you. I'm not going to believe you. Nope. I will not believe you. Hard to be a Tennessee fan and not be excited about T. Martin coming back home. I'm sorry. I don't buy it. Don't buy it, Ken. I don't.
Or even Jim Chaney coming to Tennessee. You stole him from Georgia. How could anybody not be excited about T. Martin returning home and Tennessee hiring what some believe is the best play caller in the SEC? Like, sure, you won't see the impact in the big win total like you were mentioning, but Tennessee football is moving in the right direction, and that should be the most important part right now.
I'm not going to walk around poking my chest out like a Tennessee basketball fan. I'm not going to sit here and go, "We back." That's like one of my pet peeves. We ain't back. It's like Texas when they beat Georgia in the Sugar Bowl. Y'all ain't back. Y'all ain't back. What is back? What does back mean? We back? No, we ain't back. Competing for championships is what you want to do. That's when you can say you're back, I guess. I won't be doing that, but I'm gonna be happy. This DR Vol. We got DR Vol on the Be Dry Waterproof Hotline before we take a break and bring on Austin Price. DR Vol, good morning.
Morning, guys. How are y'all?
Great, man. How are you?
I'm good. I'll make it quick since we're going to a break. Did y'all see the news about Richmond maybe possibly going to Alabama?
Huh?
Drew Richmond.
Drew Richmond, is he a recruit in high school right now?
No. They said he may be transferring. I don't know if it's a troll account or what, but I wonder how much truth there was to that.
What, Drew Richmond from Tennessee?
Yes.
Drew Richmond, who wore number 75, the dream, he's there's talk about him going to Alabama?
Yeah, our favorite lineman model.
What's today? January the 16th. No, it's not April 1st. Huh. This, what?
Apparently he is visiting Alabama.
Huh? Huh. I don't have anything, Darvall. I got nothing for you.
Instead of stump the Schwab, stump the Swain this morning, I guess.
I got nothing.
I kind of laughed at it myself, but I just thought it was worth mentioning.
I got nothing, and I want Drew Richmond to play in the NFL. I want him to be great. I don't care. He is transferring. If that's what he wants to do, and he feels like that's going to be better for his career, then cool. I'm never going to be a guy that downs a kid for transferring, making a decision for his future. I'm not. But Alabama?
It's that Butch Jones connection, Swing. Don't doubt the Butch Jones pipeline/connection.
Alabama? Are we talking about Alabama A&M? Alabama State? We talking about Troy that's in Alabama? We talking about maybe Auburn that's in the state of Alabama? We're not talking about Alabama Crimson Tide, are we?
We're not talking about the Auburn Tigers either.
I mean, Auburn Tigers, he probably can go down there and play Auburn Tigers. Auburn offensive line wasn't that great last year.
Better than Tennessee's.
Yeah, I mean, but still. Alabama?
He should go play for Alabama A&M, the Bulldogs. They're in Huntsville.
You know what? You know what? You know what, Ben? I hope Drew Richmond goes to Alabama.
I hope he does, too, honestly.
Yeah.
That'd be a great fit.
If he does not decide to stay and he wants to leave, he would have to probably sit out a year.
He graduated.
He did?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, go to Alabama. Hey, do it, man. Go for it, man.
I think he'd be a great fit at right tackle for Alabama. Jonah Williams is about to be the number one tackle drafted this year. I think he'd be a great replacement for Jonah Williams at left tackle.
No, right tackle.
I thought Jonah played left.
We want Drew Richmond at right tackle.
Yes, because that's Tua's blind side.
Tua's left-handed.
That's right.
Yep, right tackle.
Yep.
Yeah. Alabama. Sure. Cool. Let's do that. Austin Price, VolQuest, joins us next.
You're driving home, flashing blue lights in your rearview mirror. The next thing you know, you're being arrested for DUI. Be responsible, but remember, just because you're arrested doesn't mean you're guilty. Call DUI and criminal defense attorney Marcos Garza. Put this number in your phone right now, 865-540-8300, because you never know when you or a friend will need it. Don't say guilty, say Garza. 865-540-8300 and GarzaLaw.com.
JC's Tree and Landscaping Service specializes in quality tree work done at an affordable price. Trimming and removing trees are their specialty. They also offer other services like land clearing, stump grinding, crane services, and all of your basic landscaping needs for both commercial and residential. JC's will give you a free estimate and beat any written quote by a competitor to guarantee that you get the lowest price around. Don't risk your land with a fly-by-night service. JC's Tree and Landscaping is licensed and insured. Give them a call at 865-599-3799.
Gentlemen, when it comes to taking care of your health, sometimes the first step is the hardest. Low T Center is making it easier to take that first step. It all starts with knowing the numbers that are essential to a man. Testosterone levels, blood pressure, cholesterol, prostate, and thyroid. Low T Center makes it quick and easy to get all these levels checked and more. Low T Center specializes in men's health and has expanded their services, including sleep apnea, low thyroid, hypertension, severe allergies, high cholesterol, diabetes, and annual physicals, along with testosterone replacement therapy. The physicians at Low T Center not only want to help you feel good again, they want to help you prevent any serious health problems moving forward. Now, with the holistic approach to your overall health and wellness, Low T Center is making it more convenient for men to take care of their health, and most health insurance is accepted. They'll even verify for you. Take the first step for your health and call 865-392-1388. That's 865-392-1388, or go to lowtcenter.com. Reinventing men's healthcare.
Craving flavors that don't take hours in the kitchen? Mrs. Grissom's cheese spreads and chicken salads are the perfect go-to. Ready-to-eat meals and snacks found in the meat or dairy section at your local grocery store. Whether you crave the classic Mrs. Grissom's pimento cheese or the gluten-free select varieties like the cranberry pecan chicken salad, enjoy small-town flavor in every bite. Select the best. Select Mrs. Grissom's.
We have all made the mistake of dropping or breaking our smartphones. See? But did you know that you can have it repaired for a fraction of the cost that it takes to replace it? Well, you can, because iDrop is the area's leading mobile repair store, home of the 1 hour or less phone repair, 1 year parts warranty, and number one customer service. Broken screens, cracked cameras, charging ports, batteries, you break it, we'll fix it. If you didn't break your phone, protect it with one of our leading accessories such as LifeProof, OtterBox, UAG, and Sipico, Caseology, and Spec. Visit our West Hills location at 7115 Kingston Pike between Office Depot and Hardee's, or call 865-888-9740 and speak with our trained technicians to see how we can get your phone working today.
You don't have to take an L just because you can't listen to the Swain event live. You can catch up on the podcast posted daily on the app, online, and on iTunes.
Swain Event, SwainEvent.com, fueled by Dead End Barbecue, top 100 barbecue restaurant in America. Joined by Austin Price of VolQuest. You can follow him on Twitter at Austin Priceless. Austin, we had a caller before we called you, and he asked us about a troll account that we figured out was a troll account about the transfer destination of Drew Richmond, and he asked us about Drew Richmond transferring to Alabama. Austin.
Yeah, I mean, Swain, I think Texas is heavily in play for Drew Richmond. Alabama's got such a stacked offensive line, I sure don't see the tide going that direction. But Texas is a school that, just played in a New Year's Six game in the Sugar Bowl, beat Georgia, and they are exploring the options of Drew Richmond at this point.
Are you serious? Texas is looking at Drew Richmond?
Yes, I'm serious.
Okay, any other schools other than Texas looking at Drew Richmond?
Not that I know of. I do know that, like, the Miami contingent of fans, I mean, the day that I put out the Drew was, in the portal. Like, I bet you, out of, however many responses the tweet got, 80% of them were from Miami fans. Go get him, Manny. Go get him, Manny. And that was the big deal. And, of course, they've just continued to roll in transfers down there, the latest one being Tate Martell last night. So,
yep.
And Asa Martin. So, obviously, they're trying to they're not going the JUCO route like Mississippi State did for many years under Jackie Sherrill, but they are looking the transfer route and doing it big time.
I don't know if you know this, Austin, but T. Martin is coming to Tennessee, and he's a pretty good recruiter.
He is a great recruiter, and has had that reputation, Jason, for well over a decade, dating back to his time in Kentucky. And I guess some people will say, well, it's easy to sell Southern Cal, but you're still going to go out and land them. I mean, there are a lot of destination jobs that haven't been good for the last 10, 15 years, and, they haven't had great players. T. Martin's always been able to land top white players. He's been able to pull kids from other states. Mm-hmm. Not like he's just cherry-picking kids from right around the Los Angeles area. And, I just think this is the equivalent of, the Yankees having Aaron Judge, and then they bring in Giancarlo Stanton. Because Niedermeyer's Aaron Judge, And now they've brought in T. Martin, who is Giancarlo Stanton. They got two home run hitters on the recruiting trail. That don't mean they're going to go out and be perfect, but that means, you know, more times than not, they're going to hit the long ball and at least, you know, put themselves in a position to, you know, improve as a program with better players. So I just think this is a home run hire for Jeremy Pruitt across the board with what he brings. And, you know, everybody says, well, I mean, he's had a chance to come back. You know, right place, right time. You know, right now is the perfect time for him to, you know, kind of, you know, find his footing. And what a better place to find his footing than his alma mater, where he is beloved. And, you know, Tennessee fans, Tennessee, you know, former players, I talked to several of them yesterday, ecstatic to have 17 back wearing orange.
Who all did you talk to, Austin, former players?
Well, on the record, I talked to Fred White. And there's no greater advocate for T. Martin than Deuce. I talked to Brad Lampley. I thought he was a neat talk to, just because he played with T, and now his son will play for a program that, you know, T's a part of. And then I talked to Jamal Lewis. And then I talked to a couple other guys off the record. And to a man, they were all excited. They were all fired up. And the common theme, Jason, is this is, you know, one step closer, further proof that Tennessee is getting back to being Tennessee. And, you know, you go back to when you played, you go back to when T. Martin played or any of those others. You know, Phillip always did a good job of having some Tennessee guys on the staff. It wasn't just him. It was John Chavis. It was Randy Sanders, right on down the line. And, you know, they've gotten away from that until Terry Fair came back. You know, there was that one-year run with Jay Graham in 2012, but Dooley got fired after that. Jay didn't feel real good about Butch Jones, and he moved on to Florida State. And because it's hard being that lone holdover on a staff where you don't really know anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Jeremy Pruitt, you know, got Terry Fair a year ago. Now he's landed T. Martin. And I just think that just kind of, brings some Tennessee folks that were kind of on the fence about Jeremy Pruitt more into the Pruitt camp. And I just think that at the end of the day, Jeremy Pruitt's driven by recruiting, Jason, and you can't do much better as far as a Tennessee guy that can recruit outside of the big guy, Coach Fulmer,
yep,
than T. Martin.
Have we seen Tennessee already reap the benefits of bringing in T. Martin with Juwan Jennings announcing to return to Tennessee? How much did T. Martin factor into that decision?
I don't think that played a whole, you know, big factor. I think that, you know, Juwan was wanting to come back. He explored the NFL options, and then just had to kind of get his footing under him. So I don't think T had a huge, you know, spot in that. Juwan really likes David Johnson, so I think if David Johnson can find a role on the staff, that only helps, you know, or keep his role on the staff, even if he has to change positions for T to coach receivers. I think that only helps things, just because I think, you know, David Johnson's a real players coach, but, mm-hmm, you know, at the end of the day, you know, T. Martin will help this program going forward because he'll have them heavily involved in a lot of 2020s, 2021s, and I think he can have an effect on a George Pickens who, you know, is down to Tennessee, Auburn, and Georgia. And we all know T picked Tennessee over Auburn some 22 years ago. And so, you know, he can give that sales pitch. And, you know, Tennessee needs players like George Pickens at wide receiver. Right now they got good players. George Pickens is a freak.
Yeah. No doubt about it, man. Reminds me a lot of Dez Bryant when Dez Bryant was at Oklahoma State. Just really strong with the football. Not a blazer, but just a dude that you can throw the ball up to. He's going to bring it down. And we'll run past you if you need to. But George Pickens has been electric during his time there at Hoover High School. And I've heard so much about him.
Best wide receiver in the state of Alabama since Julio Jones.
Yep.
It was the best wide receiver in the state of Alabama. Well, Justin Ross is pretty good since Jason Swain.
Yeah, Julio's the best ever. Justin Ross is a freak. George Pickens right up there too, man. Right up there too. Baller. Staff movement, man. We're hearing about Charles Kelly interviewing at Maryland. What's the possibilities that we can see some staff movement, and where do you see most of the coaching numbers land? Will it be on offense? Will it be on defense? I was telling the folks earlier,
during the show of how fluid this stuff is. You know, 1 minute you're one place, and then you get a phone call, and then you're at another place. To use an example, Josh Gattis was going to go to Maryland, and he gets a phone call from Jim Harbaugh, and now he's offense coordinator in Michigan. So where do you see kind of maybe this staff shaking out?
Well, recruiting, you're exactly right, Jason. Recruiting, coaching movement, it is all very fluid. I mean, it changes like the wind a lot of times, or changes like the weather in East Tennessee, and we all know how that goes. So, you know, I do think Charles Kelly's going to have the opportunity to be the defensive coordinator at the University of Maryland if he chooses to be. Now, I'm not sure he is totally, you know, all in on that potential move. You know, he's talked to Michael Oxley. At the end of the day, Jason, you know, what does Charles Kelly want to do? I know he wants to be a defensive coordinator again, but to me, it's got to be the right move. I mean, Maryland is in a spot where they're going to have some struggles even the first couple of years under Loxley. It's not going to be a quick turnaround. So is that the right move? I think that's something that Charles Kelly is weighing. Mm-hmm. He's very, very, very loyal to Jeremy Pruitt. Like, you know, it was such an easy landing spot a year ago when Jimbo left for Texas A&M for him to land up in Knoxville with Pruitt, you know, who he had coached under in 2013 when Pruitt was the defensive coordinator. So I do know Charles Kelly has that desire to be a DC, but I think he wants to do it in the right circumstance, and I think he's trying to figure that out right now. Taking the, you know, he's out recruiting. They went and saw Travis Jay last night, both he and Jeremy Pruitt. I am positive that they had plenty of conversation about, you know, kind of his role going forward, you know, what his role could grow into if he stayed or if he left.
It's like when you you know, get into a car with your friends and there's six people and there's only five seats. Somebody's going to be left out.
Somebody
got to go.
Somebody's riding on top of the car.
Somebody better call an Uber. I mean,
it's so true. I mean, like, we're getting questions about, you know, and we continue to get the questions on our side about Sam Pittman, which, you know, is natural. And we're getting the questions about Jay Graham, which, again, yeah, now that T's back, you know, who's the other former Vol that we can bring back on? Oh, it's Jay Graham. Let's bring Jay back. And I just think that's natural because Jay has ties to Pruitt, has ties to Jim Chaney, you know, has coached in the league. And Tennessee fans clamor to have former Vols on the staff. It's why every time, you know, there's a coaching change or an offensive coordinator change, you hear, what about Peyton Manning for head coach or offensive coordinator? I mean, like, that's what fans want their favorite guys to be calling the shots. And so it's just natural to get those kind of questions. So, like, if any of those things are going to happen, you're going to need multiple changes. And right now, Tennessee's just trying to figure out one spot because they got to fill one so T. Martin can get out on the road recruiting and start making things happen.
I mean, are you going to pull one of the guys off the road to get T. Martin on the road? Because, why would you want T. in the office?
Well, you're correct. I think that's a dead giveaway if one of those guys comes off the road. And then, two, like, when they roll in for a Friday night staff meeting, you know, for this weekend's recruiting, don't you think that's going to be a little weird? not counting Pruitt, there's going to be 11 coaches sitting around the table with only 10 chairs. Who's standing up?
you know, like you sitting at the dinner table, you bring friends over, and then you got to put up that TV tray right on the side and a fold-out chair just to get in on the table. That's how it's going to be at the staff meeting. Like, somebody's going to get a fold-out chair where everyone else has the office chair. Like, somebody has to go. Like, somebody got to get up out of here.
Somebody's getting the chair from the little kid's table. That's sitting about 2 feet lower than
yeah. Well, somebody is, but, I mean, just a part of the business.
Austin, Henry To'o visited this past weekend. How did that go for him and Tennessee?
Went great. Tennessee right now, if I was, you know, naming a favorite to land Henry, it would be Tennessee right
Don't
now.
Do that. And Don't do that, Austin. Don't do that to us. Really?
Yeah, I really believe that. And
I can't handle all this good news, Austin.
Yeah, I know. If you're a Vol fan, you're just like cringing just because it never goes this well. Basketball teams blowing people out. you land an OC who, you know, is so well respected. You get T. Martin back in the fold, and now recruiting, you know, potentially is going to end in the right way. You know, for Henry, I just think he is really bought in and listening to what the pitch in Tennessee is, and that pitch is rather simple. It is, you can go to Alabama, but you're going to get coached better at Tennessee. And they watch, those guys watched plenty of film, you know, Mac Wilson and several others, Reuben Foster, and they compared Mac Wilson last year under Jeremy Pruitt to not Jeremy Pruitt this year. I think when you start selling it that kind of way, Jason Swain, and the prospect can see it, I think that goes a long way. And two, the biggest tie to Alabama is Tosh Lupoy. Tosh interviewed for the Cleveland Browns position job yesterday. So, you know, I think that there's a good chance he ends up in the NFL sooner rather than later. And when that happens, that's a good news for everybody in the SEC, because Tosh is such a renowned recruiter. And it's good news for the recruitment of Henry Toa Toa.
Huh? How do you say that again?
Toa Toa.
Toa Toa. You sure?
I really am all to hell.
Hey, man, I think we said his name like 7 different times on this show. Have you talked to him? Did he tell us?
It was such a cluster the other day at the airport when he rolled through. I normally ask, you know, it's like, Justin Boigby, like, I straight asked him, how do you say your name? And I never asked Henry the other day.
Not, man.
You and I went back and forth, and if you just look at how the thing's broken up, you think it's Toe-O, Toe-O. I'll give Ryan Callahan the Toa Toa, because Ryan Callahan said that that's what Henry told him. So okay. If Henry, I, basing it off of that, thus it must be Toa Toa.
I mean, since Tennessee's in a good spot, I think we start trying to say his name right.
I agree.
And we probably need to call our guy Bob Kesslin and help him out too.
And pray for Bob.
we gotta get this right, because, you know,
if it's Toa Toa, then I really am. I'm all the pieces, because my kids watch Moana all the time, and that big crab in Moana is like, Tomatoa or whatever. I mean, like, yeah.
Listen, if he goes to Alabama, whatever, who cares? You can call him whatever you want. Just don't be disrespectful. But he's coming to Tennessee, possibly. We might need to get this right. Wow, man. You know, watching that Alabama-Clemson game, you can tell defensively they were not the same. But to show Henry the difference in Mac Wilson, coached by Jeremy Pruitt and not coached by Jeremy Pruitt, is what I call a power move. And there's nothing, if you're Nick Saban, what are you going to do about it? Because the eye in the sky don't lie. It doesn't lie. Those are facts.
No, it doesn't. And Mac Wilson still had a good year. I mean, all these people are like, Alabama, yeah, 14-1. 99% of America would have taken 14-1.
Well,
you know, it just boils down to, you know, were they a better team a year ago defensively? There is no doubt they were a better team a year ago defensively. I do think that's why you've seen, you know, Nick Saban try to correct some of his staff. I mean, I think last year he went and tried to hire a bunch of recruiters and just said, we'll just out-athlete everybody, and then got into the season, and they were able to do that most of the time. But against an equal opponent, they needed some veteran guys who could game plan and scheme. Clemson sitting there with the same core group of staff members they've had for a decade, you know, because, I mean, I equate the Clemson staff, honestly, Jason, to, like, you know, the staffs at Maryville and Alcoa. You know, they got really good coaches that could be head coaches elsewhere that are just content doing their job right there at Clemson and winning. And, you know, and that's the same thing with Maryville and Alcoa. Those two schools, Brian Nix, you know, you can name guys off the Maryville staff too that have either been head coaches or could be head coaches, and they just want to be a part of the cog and win.
Yeah. Also, I know we talked about Henry To'o, but what are some other names, man? We got a few minutes left, but you know, Tennessee obviously has boosted this recruiting staff. What are some other names besides Henry, besides George Pickens, that Tennessee has a really good shot to land before signing day?
Well, good shot to land. You know, Darnell's the big fish, you know, the big whale out there. Chris Russell, another one. He hosted several coaches yesterday. He'll host Tennessee today. So Tennessee will be in there to see the Dyersburg linebacker today. Tennessee was in to see George Pickens last night, Kevin Scherer, and one Jim Chaney, who is close with the dad of George Pickens. They were down in Birmingham area yesterday at Hoover. But I think it's Chris Russell, Darnell Wright. They're trying to swing hard on Travis Jay. I think a guy like Ladarius Cox, who visited this past weekend, if Tennessee landed the right collection of guys, he probably would be on the outside looking in. But we all know that rarely happens. So I think, you know, if it falls a certain way, Ladarius Cox, who's been committed to Tennessee for ages, you know, he committed, I think it was on was it Masters Tuesday, Masters Monday? I just remember when I walked out of Augusta National and turned my phone on because it had been in my car all day, Ladarius Cox had committed. That's how long it's been. He's been committed. He's hoping to sign in February.
Well, it's going to be fun, man. It's going to be fun, Austin. Hey, thanks so much for your time, man. AustinPriceVolQuest.com at Austin Priceless. Really fun time to be a Tennessee fan right now. Austin, thanks so much.
Hey, thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
See you. Nacho is George Pickens, kin to Fred White. Probably.
I thought.
Probably. No, actually, no, it's the safety.
Zion Logue.
No, it's not him. It's the kid who committed to sign with Auburn. He's a safety out of.
That's right.
Out of Georgia.
Zion went to Georgia.
Yeah, he's from Tennessee. So, how about we just ask Fred? How about we just call him? Bring him on the show and just ask him ourselves. How about we do that? So we'll do that here in about 2 minutes. I'll just call Fred. We'll bring him on the show and then we'll talk to Fred. How about that? Sounds good?
I would say we just call him and not tell him that we're putting him on the air. Kind of how like you like to call me when I'm at home sleeping at 6 a.m. when I'm not here. But there's no telling what Fred would say.
No, it's no telling. But we do have Fred coming on the show, by the way. So, 9 o'clock, Fred will be joining us here, talking about T. Martin joining the staff, and maybe we'll ask about his cousin. I think he signed at Auburn. Swain Event, Hour 3, around the corner.